go. It's just, I think it comes on muted.
Yeah. Usually when I plug mine in, it mutes, but...
What's up, baby?
I just texted you.
You just texted me? Call me so I can make it... Call me so I can make it juicy for you.
Yeah, I was telling you to call me as you called me, so it worked out.
Wow. Man, we are in sync like the boy band.
We are just two Backstreet Boys.
We're just two Backstreet Boys?
Yeah, we're just like the Jets or the Sharks or...
If we were a cover band, we would be the Backstreet Baby Boys.
We would be the... I cannot... S Club, 700 pounds combined.
And on that note, welcome to the Dad Podcast, everybody.
Oh man, what a way to open it, right?
Way to open it. Gosh, you think we'd been doing this for like 29 weeks.
Is this our 29th?
Dude, I don't know.
We never know.
We've had two-parter episodes. I've just lost track. I mean, those of you listening, we don't have to tell you what number it is because you can
read with your ding-dong, gosh darn, dip-bomb eyes.
Yeah, you can see with those eyes. I'm very hungover today.
Dude,
so.
I have been drinking for 10 days in a row.
Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, like, think about it. I came to Indiana and I saw Journey with my dad last Friday. And then we were drinking when we recorded the podcast on Saturday.
Yeah.
Sunday night, we all came back to Nashville and got ripped. And then me and my dad we've been hanging out all week. And, like, us Weaver boys, we just drink when we hang out. And, man, I can't even look at a beer without getting a hangover right now. I was never really hungover. I'm okay. But I have been drinking a lot, and I kind of want to go back to the gym really bad. I miss you.
Yes. Yeah. I have just not been to the gym. I'm a giant piece of pathetic shit. It's fine. It's
one piece of shit from a pathetic piece of shit.
I don't know that I don't have a girlfriend, I guess. That doesn't make you pathetic. Just kidding. I don't know.
Hey, you want to dive right into that and talk about
No.
I mean, do you want to talk about it? No.
That's fine.
That's okay. That's okay.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, it's actually funny because we got a hate letter, hate mail that was like from our boys at Rogue Riffers.
Oh, hey.
Actually, just from our one boy, actually, at Rogue Riffers. But,
yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, we'll talk about that later. But, yeah, just things are donezo, which is fine, which is good. It's good. It's good.
Yeah, I'd say that's good.
I would say it's good.
I would, yeah. I mean, I'm sorry, buddy. It's
no.
It's rough.
No, I'm
like
really...
It's not fair. It's not cool, man.
No, I know. It was dumb. I knew it was dumb the whole time, which is fine. We really don't need to get to it. Let's do some goofs. Nope. Let's do some jokes up in here.
Let's goof off a little bit. Let's talk about farts and alcohol and being fat.
Yeah, which is... I guess that's our aesthetic, huh? Unfortunately.
Oh, man. I mean, it's definitely not our aesthetic.
Yeah. I think we've talked about this before. If we were to ask someone to describe the podcast, mm-hmm. I think, like, to their friend, it'd probably be that this, I mean, what we just said, being fat and beer.
If you get your friend to listen to this podcast, you're probably not a good friend.
Yeah, I'll second that.
Yeah. That's kind of how I would
Which is why, like, all of our friends are bad friends who listen.
If you have the chance to elevator pitch our podcast to someone you know, just play any part in the podcast where Chad and I are simultaneously burping. And that's... There you go.
Mallory, which is surprisingly often.
It is surprisingly often. Even our burps are in sync like the band. You think those guys were on their periods all at the same time?
Their man periods?
Yeah.
It's a possibility. I mean, I would.
You think they synced assume. Up?
Man, our last two-parters just did not land well.
Which is a bummer because, guys, if you're listening to this right now and you didn't listen to last week's two-parter, I get it. You've got stuff to do. You're busy boys and busy girls. But take 2 hours out of your life to listen to this one. We were all in the same room, so the energy was super different. But, like, it was fun. We had a blast doing it, and I have heard a lot of comments, though, about it, that it was – people enjoyed it. People had fun with it.
Yeah. Once again, surprisingly.
Surprisingly. It's because of Jordan, like, man. We ought to just quit and hire him, and he can just talk to himself for an hour, and we can put that up.
I mean, he could do a podcast. Anybody could do a podcast.
I would listen to Jordan Kenyon's podcast, and we've already mentioned him for the episode.
Boom.
Boom. That's how you kill two bush. It's how you bush. It's how you whack them. Sun it. And moving on.
Yeah. Oh, man. Okay. What do we got on the agenda?
Man.
Nothing.
What?
I said nothing.
Oh, no. Well, I mean, we always have nothing. We always kind of just, fling it.
Fling it. Tell me, so you got drunk for 10 days in a row. I got drunk for 2 days in a row.
Baby boy.
That's what, I mean, I guess I do that every weekend, so.
That is what the weekend is. 2 days in a row of drinking.
Yeah, and then every Sunday, I'm like, man, how do I put this? I should not do this all the time.
I just remembered your Snapchat story from last night.
Yeah. Oh, God. I didn't even regret.
4 a.m. You're in an alley and there are those weird squeakies. Is that a true story? Because that's hysterical.
Yeah. Let me explain this.
Yeah, let's tell the story.
For those that don't have me on Snapchat.
Yeah, which, if you don't, go ahead and add the boy at Chad Hoy so you can keep up with all these hijinks.
Yeah, now we don't have to. Let's plug it at the end, like every time.
Ooh, I love plugging it at the end.
Oh, my God. Lobbed that up for you, huh? Yeah. Okay, so last night. It was a long. Oh, God. It was a long night. It was like, as you can tell from my 4 a.m. Snapchat story. But, like, I had some friends in from out of town. I had to work Saturday morning. That didn't stop me. That didn't stop me from getting drunk on Friday night. Hell no, it didn't. Because I got plans.
Mama didn't raise no bitch.
Yeah, mama didn't raise no bitch. And I was at work early. Yeah, good for me, right? Yes. Everyone else is like, I go to work early every day.
I don't.
Well, I don't. Okay. Yeah, so we go out. Friday night, we just hung out at the house. But then Saturday, which was last night with the squeakies. Should I just go into that story or should I just like tell
However
the entire
you
night?
Tell your story? This is a podcast.
This is ours, podcast. We make it what it is.
There's one.
God. Okay. So I'll just recount the night and then I'll just go into full detail on that detail. last footnote. Yeah. So, we go out, this guy, I really didn't want to go to this, but this guy we know, his name is Wolfgang.
Puck?
No, Wolfgang Fuck, because he's fucking 24/7 with that name, baby. His name's Wolfgang. There's no way he's not just slaying it with the ladies.
Holy God.
Yeah, so, no, he's a nice guy. He's kind of nerdy, but he's like house sitting for his grandparents. So we go to his grandparents' house and it wasn't like a house party like you would expect. It was like a house party, like
it was a house gathering.
Yeah. There was like food all arrangements of food, so much hummus and vegetables.
Yeah. That's one of those we're starting. This isn't like no longer a college age party, but people who still live like they're in college but are out of college age party.
Yeah, but there were still like 19-year-old people there.
Oh, well, what the fuck?
Yeah, people that like they I guess he works drink. With. He's like a manager at a grocery store.
Chad, was there alcohol there?
Yeah.
Chad, there were 19-year-olds there.
Listen, let's grow up, Cam.
Chad, they can't drink alcohol there legally.
We know what happens at college. We know everybody drinks underage. It's no big deal.
So they weren't drinking the alcohol.
I didn't provide it, okay? I don't know. Probably.
You didn't stop it from being provided. You're part of the problem.
Am I a cop? Am I supposed to walk in there? All right, everybody.
If you're a cop, you have to tell
me. Give me your ID. Hands up, fucker. Beer's up. Huh?
If you're a cop, you have to tell
me. Did you lose me?
No.
I'm not a cop at all. Not even the... I'm damn near the opposite of a cop, I think.
If I were a cop, I'd be Paul Blart Mall Cop.
Yeah, baby. Paul Fart.
Paul Fart Mall Cop.
Cam Fart Mall Blob.
Mall Blob Cameron Paul Rudd. Starring Ben Stiller.
Starring Jason Segel. From How I Met Your Brother. We were born. We were just born from the same parents. That's how I met him.
Cool End story, of
the
Dad. Fucking show. Thanks for bringing us into your office for like 6 hours to tell us that.
Yeah, and that's how I met Uncle Chad. I'm gonna be Uncle Chad someday.
That's weird.
I'm gonna be Chad the dad. We are getting so far off kilter, off topic.
So you were hanging out at an underage booze bash with Wolfgang motherfucking Puck.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, it's fun. There's like a hot tub. I'm like, I'm not getting that fucking hot tub. I don't want to get in a hot tub right now. I'm Hold a large a man. Oh, my
God. So there God. Were underage people drinking and a hot tub?
What kind of swingers club were you at this weekend, Chatty Daddy?
Well, if you know of my romantic, any of my romantic endeavors, you know that that's exactly what I'm into, baby.
Actually, I just remembered the host's name is Wolfgang, and he's at his grandparents' house, so this all kind of makes sense.
Yeah. So we do that. I'm at this house. I mean, you know, I'm just doing my thing, drinking a little bit. Me and John.
Jail John.
Yep, yep. Oh, yeah. We were playing some Rocket League pre-gaming beforehand.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I had had, you know, 5 beers and about half of a benchmark bourbon fifth.
Oh, my. Half of a fifth of benchmark bourbon?
A tenth. A tenth of a fifth. No. A half of... A tenth of a whole.
We're never going to figure that out.
A tenth of a whole benchmark bourbon is what I had to drink.
Oh, baby.
And, anyway. So, I drank a bit. I wasn't, like, too out of my element. I was good. I was just a little sleepy. And I had these friends in from out of town. Well, from, like, Marion, who came down to go to, like, the White Rabbit, which is this place in Fountain Square. And it was, like, a video. This guy was a video DJ that they knew.
What?
And so... Yeah, don't ask me. And so it's like a big dance party. And Fountain Square is like the Portland of Indianapolis. And so like so all these like sweaty, hip looking people that don't wear deodorant, so they smell bad. They smelled a lot like body odor in there.
Man.
But I got to hang out with those people. That was cool. And then we went to Pepe's, which is this place you eat. Really nothing of importance happened when I was at Wolfgang's house, grandparents' house.
Which is surprising because with a name like Wolfgang, you feel like some crap was going to go down.
Yeah, but yeah, so nothing really weird happened. I just Ubered down to Fountain Square, went to the White Rabbit, and then we went to Pepe's. And it was such a long way. Pepe's is like this, like, how do I describe it? It's open 24/7. It's like a local Steak and Shake, kind of. But they have, like, breakfast food and stuff, you know.
I'm on board.
very small building, but there's like it's packed out because it's the only thing open that late.
Right.
In Fountain Square.
Yeah.
And so we get there around 3-ish. We sit down. And it took so long to get our food that I was falling asleep at the table. And I was like, I could not do it, man. Oh, and then like, man. And they're like, hey, how about you just like go have a jog around? And so like, I go outside and I'm just like, I look like a crackhead. I was just like, flinging my arms out and stuff, like kicking my legs, like just like doing little jumps here and there, like while I'm walking, just to be like, you know, I got to get my head in the game.
Got to get your head in the game.
and I realized, like, I'm in this parking lot doing all this, and this car starts. And someone's been in their car the whole, like, 5 minutes that I've been doing this outside. And I'm like, oh, shit. They actually probably think that something's wrong with me.
You're on someone's Snapchat story.
Most likely. I was, like, running in this back alley, like, jogging and just literally jogging in circles. Mm-hmm. I was drunk and I like was jumping up hitting stop signs like just for the fuck of it, you know, like and I go and so I go back around the building. I like look in the window and I see that we don't have our food yet. I'm like, all right, I'm just gonna go explore a little bit. I go to the side of Pepe's and there's what I did not realize was a place of residence, a house, some would say.
Uh-huh, heard of them.
Yeah, I like to say place of residence, but I don't want to be, you know, because I'm smart, whatever, doesn't matter. Yeah. So not these people. I'm alone in this, like, kind of, like, weird alleyway thing. Uh-huh. And I, like, hear this weird squeaky noise. I'm like, what? Yeah, I'm like, it's like, I was like, this is how people get murdered, for real. Like, like this is what I think of, like, when you, like, think of a horror movie. Like, this guy's out drunk, chilling in a dark alley, and he hears this squeaky noise, and then, like, before he knows, Slender Man's got him by the balls.
Yeah.
He's dead. All it takes for Slender Man to grab your balls, and you're dead, man. That's the way it works.
Slender Man. Don't ever let him make you ask you to turn your head and give him a call.
A Slender Man grabbed a fat man by the balls, and that was the end of that. But yeah, no. So I'm in this back alley. I hear this squeak noise. I found out very quickly it was just like the whatever that shits is that like tells you your natural gas stuff that's going on, like a heater thing.
Meter.
What are those? A meter. Yeah. It was just squeaking. I don't know why.
Oh.
But, like, so I'm, like, going – I'm, like, walking back further in this alley, and it's, like, fenced in. This one I realized that it was a house I was next to because there's, like, a yard and a fence, like a gate, like, for fence for, like, chain link.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, oh. And then I'm, like, looking in these windows. I don't know. I don't know why. Because it just looked like it was, like, a – like a halfway house or something. It didn't look like it was like where people actually lived.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, that was it. And then I went inside and then my tenderloin was there and I ate it. And that was was it. There was no couple doing it. I just said that. I thought it'd be funny.
Oh, that was funny. I thought it was funny.
Yeah, the squeaking wasn't a bed, but it was a people's house. So that was true. And then I felt like a real creeper, so I went back into the Pepe's.
Man, when I lived at IUPUI, I heard people banging from all directions. Above me, across the hall, and below me.
Really?
Yeah, all the time. It was.
That's weird, man.
Yeah.
It's not that weird. Like, you know, people do it.
Yeah, whatever. You do you. You do the person next to you.
Yeah, like, sex is funny because, like, I don't know any normal people that do it. I think it's only for gross people.
I was at Walmart today before we recorded this, which is why I kind of sound like I want to kill myself.
Yeah. I mean, you usually do.
Well, that can't help. Yeah. So, no, like, Walmart wasn't bad, but what I realized today is that I may not be an adult yet, by the way I shop at Walmart. Like, I still buy two boxes of Cheez-Its every time.
Stop eating.
And, like, Chad, I can't tell you the last time I had to buy shampoo or deodorant. Like, I use it, obviously.
Yeah,
but
you're
I don't
not...
think I'm using it as much as normal people.
I go through a stick of deodorant in like 2 months, probably is what it takes. And yeah. I put it on every day. Sometimes twice a day.
Dude, I don't put it on every day. You know why? I work from home.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And I think, I definitely know. It's April 9th when we're recording this.
Yeah.
I have not taken 9 showers this month.
I mean, that's okay.
Is it?
Neither have I. I don't ever shower on Sunday.
Oh, well.
I'm going to take a step further and let you in behind the scenes. I don't think I've taken more than 3 showers this month.
Oh, that's gross.
Oh.
No. That's really not okay. No. I don't remember the last time I went more than one day without showering.
Oh, gosh, man. Yeah.
I just think that's so gross.
I like to just live in my filth.
I just feel so nasty. And then, like, I don't even want to put on, like, clean underwear because I'm like, oh. God.
Ladies?
You're just a disgusting cretin.
I am a single boy who lives with his brother, and he works from home, and my only interaction with the outside world is when I go to the soda parlor or Frothy Monkey or Walmart, like tonight.
You know,
I feel a little better about myself.
If I had read what you just said instead of heard you say it, I would have thought it was like a draft of your suicide letter.
Oh, man, how'd you know that's exactly what I was reading from? Well, of them.
Just had a feeling. Dude, one of them? Wait, you kill yourself twice?
No, it's like a short story.
Oh, okay. But
it's a collection of letters I've written over the years. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh,
really
my
dark.
God. Yeah, it fucking did.
Yeah,
jeez.
I only have one.
Oh, good joke. Yeah, suicide's fine. If you guys want a suicide prevention number, I actually don't. Is it like 1-877? Don't do it.
Don't jump.
1-877. Don't jump. You heard it here first, folks. I wonder if that's like a number that we could actually call. I wonder if it's probably at the law offices of somebody though.
How'd we get here?
Yeah, I don't know, man. Were you telling a story? You're talking about Walmart. Go on.
Oh, no, that was my Walmart story. I was just like, I was checking out, and I was like, well, okay, I got my Cheez-Its. I got my
tortilla shells.
I got my salad fixins. And I was like, do I need deodorant? And I was like, nah, man, that stick's like almost brand new. And then I go, wait, when the hell did I buy that stick? I can't remember.
Oh, God. I mean, I usually buy them in bulk, so I don't like, not bulk, I buy like 2 or 3 at a time.
Right.
Just because I wear Old Spice too, so it's like they always have like a 2-buy-1, yeah. Get one, couple bucks off or something.
That's exactly what I get. That amber or whatever the hell that is. I always feel dick when I buy Old Spice.
Why?
Like, I mean, I don't know. But I always just grab it, and I'm like, are people going to judge me? But, like,
no,
there's no other deodorant right there. It's the very first one, and there's, like, 1,000 of them. So I'm just like,
okay. You're not buying Axe or anything.
That's true. Yeah. That's a good point.
That's true.
That's true. Oh, my gosh, Chad, I just remembered something.
What?
I'm going to introduce a new segment.
Oh, baby.
Called What the Hell Was I Doing 2 Years Ago?
Okay.
So, I got on my time hop this morning, and it took me forever to reach the part where it's like, you have 15 days in a row. Good job. Thanks for wasting your life.
Yeah.
And it's because 2 years ago, apparently, I was just sitting on Twitter from 9:35 to 9:47 tweeting.
PM?
Yes.
How much? How much did you tweet?
A lot. And I'm going to read them to you in chronological order of when they were twat.
Oh, that's the oh, that's the past tense of tweet. Okay, yeah. I got you.
I just want Zach Braff to be proud of me. There are two types of people in this world. Those who admit to knowing every word to every song in High School Musical, and liars. One time I lied about being sick so I could stay home, eat pretzels, and watch the sing-along version to High School Musical all day. I grew my hair out freshman year because I hated my ears and because I wanted to look like Troy Bolton. One time a girl told me she liked me but asked me not to tell anyone because it was, quote, super embarrassing, end quote, that she liked me. And then I cried.
Oh, are these your NyQuil tweets?
They must be, dude.
I think they were.
I used to do this thing. I used to take NyQuil and just tweet for days. And they're all still there. You can find them. But I'm assuming that's what this was. I just get really, like, open. Like, this could be, if I ever did stand-up, it would just be me reading these tweets. And it wouldn't be good. But it is on brand. Okay, gotcha. Oh, this is a two-parter from that last one. That entire conversation happened on AOL Instant Messenger.
TM. That was real, right?
That was real.
What was the girl's name? What was the girl's name?
Madison.
I know who that is. Oh, my God.
Yeah, dude.
She has two babies now.
Yeah.
Married to my friend. Well, I mean, like, an acquaintance, I guess, now. That's sad. Someone who I hung out with a lot in middle school, she's married to, who I'm friends on Facebook. So I see their pictures all the time.
Yeah.
Is it?
She said anyway, she liked me in seventh grade, and then she's like, don't tell anyone because that's embarrassing.
Really?
It's like, oh, yeah, don't worry about it. I won't tell anybody. Don't worry. It's funny. LOL, 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 LOL. Emoticon, emoticon, LOL. Then I put up an away message that said, I'm a sad boy.
You did not.
No, I didn't.
I was just saying.
No, I always, all of my away messages were Daughtry lyrics.
No, they fucking were.
Dude, away messages were the original subtweet. When me and my girlfriend were like fighting or she was mad at me, I would post like lyrics and then she would see my away message and the next day at school she'd be like, I saw your away message, and I was like, well, yeah, you broke my heart.
Again, I guess. Again.
Yeah.
My God.
Back to the
That's 20th. So fun. Yeah, keep reading.
My first iPod only contained Nickelback and Weird Al Yankovic songs.
That's disgusting.
Sometimes I randomly think about hammerhead sharks and I giggle. It's a real problem.
That's the best one.
Sweet Temptation is my favorite Bath and Body scent.
Is that a real Bath and Body scent?
It was back in the day.
Back in 2 years ago?
Maybe, yeah, I guess so.
2015, Cameron, yeah. It's not like it was...
I've had three opportunities to visit Washington, D.C., and I've turned down all of them. I used to eat raw hot dogs between slices of white bread as a full meal.
Oh, ew. Nothing like no ketchup, no mustard.
No, baby. I'd pull them right out of the pack and slap them between two pieces of bunny bread.
How many hot dogs? Just one?
Like two on each, two slices of bread, and I would eat like four at a time.
So you would eat 8 hot dogs at a time?
No, I'd eat 4 hot dogs at a time on 4 total slices of bread.
You would do 2 hot dogs.
Basically make these little raw hot dog sandwich boys.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Yeah. One time I forgot to brush my teeth before a dentist appointment. There was a brief period of my life where I was dead set on becoming a magician as a career. The fact that twat hat doesn't rhyme really makes me sad.
Twat hat?
Yeah.
Oh, like twat hat.
Deletin' bird. That's what my phone corrects Teletubbies to. And that was, what the hell was I doing 2 years ago? Thank you very much.
I think you were high.
I think so.
Most definitely. All right. So.
Hello, everyone. This is your baby boy, Cameron Weaver, interrupting this episode to bring you a special message from our friends over at Wax on Wax Lyrical. Hope you're having a good time. We'll be right back.
The Wax on... The Wax on Wax Lyrical Podcast. Are you interested in fucked up news, weird people, strange movies, that kind of shit? Well, get on. Get on board.
Have you got 45 minutes to waste during your week?
Yeah.
Do you like the hard 10?
Do you just like hard things? Knobs or anything else?
Wait, this is not scripted.
Come on board, Wax on Wax Lyrical Podcast. We talk about weird shit, weird movies and all that kind of stuff and everything in between. Get involved. We're from Australia. We like to talk about weird shit and we want you to listen to us.
Come on. Is terrible. This is what you could... You know what? This is just a taste of what our podcast is.
And the taste is sour and makes you
sometimes a little sweet. Sometimes a little fruity.
Makes you want to spit it out.
Yeah.
We're the spit out podcast. That's okay.
We don't mind as long as we come in your mouth. We can't fucking for it.
No, in your ear holes. We want to come in your ears.
Is this good?
Let us come in your good? Ears. We love you.
Sorry.
Love you. Bye-bye. Wax on Wax Circle. Listen, motherfuckers. Yeah.
We're on Twitter. Oh,
yeah. So two things. Two things I want to bring up. Mm-hmm. AOL Instant Messenger. We gotta talk about that one, baby.
Baby.
It is, I don't think I remember ever having, like, sad away messages, but like I remember, wow, it's so weird. Like, this is only 90s kids will remember this one, but seriously, mm-hmm. like I remember in middle school you'd get a girl's SN,
yes,
instead of her number,
yes,
and you would talk on AIM,
yes, and you would set like an alert tone specifically to their name, because normally everyone who comes on your friend list is a door opening, like,
yeah,
and you could set like a ding-a-ling-a-ling, and you're like, oh shit, Janelle just came on.
Get the wagons. Janelle's on. I gotta type to her. My love.
Mom, don't get on the phone. I'm on AIM.
Yeah. I remember, though, I do remember maybe more than once. Did you ever tell a girl you liked her on AIM?
Yeah, you would always be like, want to play the question game? And you'd be like, do you like anyone? And they'd be like, yeah, do you like anyone? You'd be like, yeah. And then, like, you just coyly figure it out.
Yeah.
Gosh, what did people do before AIM? Just die?
I mean, what do they do now?
They sexed.
Oh, yeah. That's all the middle schoolers are doing now. I forgot.
Yeah. They send eggplant emojis.
Yeah, and that's...
Tongue boy.
I hate what culture has become.
I would hate to be in high school, like a teenager now. Man, that makes me sound really old. But seriously, it's only been like 6 years since I was 18.
Yeah.
8 years since I was 16. Math. And like,
yeah, Matt's good.
I had a good high school experience, but like, I can't even imagine what it's like right now.
Yeah, no, it's terrible. I mean, my brother's 16.
Yeah.
My brother just got his license, dude. That's weird for me. He's 8 years younger. Yeah. When you're a kid, like, your kid brother has always been a little kid, and then he gets his license. You're like, whatever, it doesn't matter. It's not like he listens to the podcast. I don't want him to listen to the podcast.
Yeah, no kidding. Oh my gosh, when my dad was here, my brother drove him around, and they listened to the podcast.
No.
And my dad's like, dude, what are you guys doing? I was like, we're just being dumb boys. And he's like, man, me and Jerry got to be on the next episode.
Yeah, right.
I was like, yes. And he's like, what do you think Chad would do? I was like, oh, man. I was like, Chad would probably hate his life, but I'd love it.
Here's the thing. I wouldn't, like, mind. I love my dad. I don't know if I could, like, do this with him. It would just be, I would have to, like, hold back, you know?
You wouldn't be able to be yourself.
Which is, I mean, I could be myself with my Papa Bear.
Right. But, yeah.
But it's all, but I mean, I know what you mean. Yeah. I can't, like, say fuck.
These.
I mean, I can. I feel it's like just weird.
What this is kind of like we're playing ourselves. We're playing ourselves. We're a character we play on the Dad Podcast.
Yeah.
For the most part. Well, no, for a little bit of it. Like, obviously it's us, and it's unbridled, and it's unfiltered, and, like, if you hung out with us, this is the energy we would bring to the table.
Yeah, which is why we don't have many friends.
Boom!
Because... Dude, we don't bring a ton of energy.
I want to do this as a live show.
How, though?
I don't know.
We figured out. That'd actually be really cool.
It'd be great. If, like, we'd all get all 40 of you could come and listen.
Yeah. And we get all of 40 people in one place. And then we just talk, I guess. We just do this, but we on a stage. Talk.
But, like, we could have people roast us live instead of email us hate mail.
Yeah, I'd be badass, actually. I'm really... Okay, we'll get that in the work. Hey, so Dad, DBC live show, sometime 2017, maybe. We're 4 months in. Who knows? Yeah, so AOL. I also... I put a note in my phone in my podcast notes.
Uh-huh.
I do not know why this is here. Uh-huh. I don't remember.
Ooh, I have a note that I want to mention.
Okay. I put trans veg tight. -- tomatoes -?
Oh my gosh, what the hell does that mean?
Tomatoes are trans veg tights because no one knows if they're a fruit or a vegetable.
Oh my god. No, that's actually fucking genius. Probably insensitive, but hilarious.
I'm probably going to have to tweet that one.
I think you should. I woke up to one in my phone that said, same honey, different mustard. And I don't know if it's funny or not, but, like, it's my most, like, my best performing tweet in weeks.
Really?
Yeah.
Did it get some action? I mean, like,
it got more than 2 likes, so.
Oh, okay.
I think I pinned it, actually. Just because it was doing so well. Because my freaking tweet about the weekend that I thought was so funny, like, got no recognition. Yeah, I've got 13 likes on same honey, different mustard.
I just found a note in my phone from 3 a.m. that says, same honey, different mustard? ?
When you started that, I thought you were saying that you found a note in your phone that also said the same thing, and I was about to shit myself.
No, but I did.
Oh, now you're just liking my tweets.
I am. I'm not gonna tweet that right now, but I should. See, I will soon. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Yeah.
Yeah. That's great, man. Trans veg type.
Yes, sir. That's the way it needs to do it.
There's an event. So.
What?
I'm sorry?
What
did you say?
What did you say?
I'm sorry?
Can you not?
What did?
Can you actually not hear me? Are you? Oh, you're fucking with me. Fuck you, man.
So The Maine just released a new record.
Oh my, I don't even know.
What? We're not talking. Hold on. You don't like The Maine?
Did Cutest What We Aim For release one too?
Oh, I don't know. Did they?
How about Panic at the Disco?
Oh my gosh. No, listen. Hold on.
How about The Finish Line?
No, hold on.
What is that called? The Finish Line?
The Starting Line. All of those bands are pretty good.
Starting Line. That's what I was trying to think of.
Anyway.
What about All America Rejects?
For those of
what
you...
What about Fall Out Boy?
Who aren't Chad. I want you guys to listen to Lovely Little Lonely by The Maine. It just came out. It's super rad in the fact that, like, the way it's mixed, and I love albums that do this, it's very thematic, and it all just kind of goes. Like, if you listen to it front to back, which that's how I love to listen to records for the first time.
Yeah, that's the way I do it.
All the songs flow in. So it goes, like, the track listing is Don't Come Down, Bad Behavior, and then Lovely, which is one of the interludes on the track. And it perfectly connects the end of Bad Behavior to the start of Black Butterflies and Deja Vu. And then there's another one called Little and another one called Lonely. And, like, those are – oh, my gosh. Like, it's such a fun record from start to finish. It's some of their better musical work, I'd say. I've been jamming it since it came out. I'm having a blast with it. So if you guys like pop rock, like alternative pop rock, listen to The Maine, Lovely Little Lonely.
I only like one type of pop rock, and it's the kind that get all fizzy in my mouth.
I love fizz in my mouth.
No, fizz.
Jizz in my pants.
Jizz fizz. Jizz yeah, fizz, so, boy. On... Since we're on this musical kick here, I did. I was just messing with you.
I know.
I probably won't listen to that record, but.
Okay. Yeah. Fuck yourself.
Not because I don't like. I don't know. It's not like I'm like. I don't think they're bad or anything. I just probably won't.
That's fine.
Sorry. I will. That's okay. I feel like an asshole.
Nope. Don't worry
that's
about
that's not
it.
What I'm trying to say.
No, don't worry about it.
That's not even what I'm doing right now. Fine. I was going to say I've been listening to a lot of different music than I normally would. But PTG, actually.
Yeah, I made you a dope-ass playlist.
Yeah, she has really good taste in music. And so I do listen to that a lot, and it's pretty good. But
music's cool like that.
Harry Styles' new single
is not good.
Really?
I'm sorry. Do you like it?
I was going to say, like, I don't really know where I stand on it either. I don't think it's that great. I think
it's long.
I think One Direction stans are going to blow it up because they love Harry Styles.
Well, yeah.
But I mean, like, I didn't really like it. I didn't think the melody was...
Mm-hmm. I feel like it's long, it's drawn out, and it's kind of boring.
It is, yeah.
It takes him forever to start, like, ad-libbing and doing cool notes, and, like, he's a hell of a singer.
Oh, yeah, he's a great singer.
Hell of a singer. But that song is such a weird one to debut as your first standalone single.
Yeah.
I think.
No, it is.
Like, Niall released that one that is played 1,000 times a day, which was good. Like, that's a good one. Zayn killed it with Pillow Talk.
Zayn's, yeah.
Even Louis
like
had
Zayn
a pretty cool song.
I don't even know who Louis is. Is he one of the guys?
Tomlinson.
Wait, how many were
in
there?
He did that one with Steve Aoki. There's five.
Are you like clicking or something?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Is that loud?
Yeah. But
pulling up all my One Direction fanfic that I've written. Just
you do not. Okay.
Of course I don't write One Direction fanfic, Chad. Actually, that is something I would probably do, just for jokes. And to get off on.
So I was going to say this. That wasn't really, but I was gonna say, I did, there's a, have you heard of the band Holy Holy?
No.
Okay, they have a song, Elevator. Mm-hmm. It's so, so good.
Yeah? What kind
I
of style
to it.
Are Holy Holy? Let me look them up.
I honestly think you and like Jordan, you guys, like your guys' taste in music is like super
That's holy, holy, holy. That's one too many holies.
Yeah, just two holies.
Holy, holy.
And the song Elevator. And the melody is so good. It's wow, so good.
These boys are very attractive boys.
I'm sure they are. That would make sense.
What's the song called? Elevator?
Yeah. I think it's like a single or something, but it's...
Oh, boy. That's the first 2 seconds before we get sued.
Yeah, before we get sued.
I've got it now. I'll listen to it after this.
It's super good. Yeah, yeah, so there's that. So cool. I haven't listened to a lot of different music. I'll check out the main. I'll check it out.
Just like, this one, man.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Yeah. The only reason I was like, I don't know, not hesitant, but I'm pretentious. Just, I accept it.
I accept
that I am. Yeah. I'm an elitist, you know.
Uh-huh.
I'm a lot of bad things.
Yeah. You're kind of an asshole.
Yeah. That can all be, all those things can be summed up to just say, kind of an asshole.
Yeah.
It's true.
Kind of a dick.
But sorry, I mean, didn't mean to insult. I wasn't like insulting you personally.
Dude, I'm just kidding. I'm not even upset.
Okay, I was just making goofs for the podcast we do.
Man,
you know,
why are you still apologizing?
I'm not. I'm just. I just wanted to explain.
I get it.
Yeah, I'm just fucking okay.
It's okay. Like, how often do you write?
I probably write like. I got a lot of songs that aren't going to be on my EP. Like, right. So literally like my first album,
mm-hmm.
which is weird to say whenever that happens, I don't know, but the EP is going to be out this summer for sure. Like yes. June, July. And it's actually lead's going to get done probably within the next 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just need to, and I'm redoing like the vocals.
Right.
In 2 weekends, so the 22nd of April.
Dump.
Yeah, but I probably write. I don't like sit down and write. Like I'll just like probably a couple times a week I'll just be playing guitar and then like I don't know. I never like plan on writing new music.
Right. I was gonna ask just, about that.
Yeah, I just like
I can't either. I can't sit down and write. That's why I stopped trying to write country in Nashville because there are a lot of people who do that, and I'm like, I can't do this.
Yeah, I just like write like the music that comes out of me, which sounds weird, but
yeah, just let it come out.
We're just musicians, man. We just like
we're musical bullies.
I'll sit down with the guitar, and like just like pluck out here and there and I'm like, oh, this sounds cool, and then just like mm-hmm. I'm just always trying to find like different progressions,
yeah.
like chord progressions, then like stuff that's kind of been done, and I try to like switch keys, but a lot of my songs end up in G anyway because that's just like
where my
vocal register is like the best. So I mean but dude, whatever. If AC/DC can do 13 albums that all sound the same, I can write 30 songs in G. All right, yeah, fuck off.
Dude, no, but for real, like I have your scratches that I still need to listen to, but the one that you sent me before all those, the one that I really love.
Oh, the...
Yeah.
The Diamond PTG
Ring.
Song?
Is it called Diamond Ring?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah,
I don't know, dude. It doesn't have... I never named them either because I don't know what to name them.
I always love... I mean, like, your progressions are, like, some of my favorite parts. Like, I really like that kind of acoustic sound, and I'm excited to see what you do with, like, full band, but, like, it's cool to know that that's where they start. And, y'all are in for a treat. Support local musicians. I'm getting so...
Even if they're bad, you know?
Well.
I think the world would be a lot better off if like people would tell people when they suck at stuff.
I agree. I feel like constructive criticism is a lost art lately.
Yeah. Not even constructive. Just like being like, listen, objectively, you're really fucking bad at this. Yeah. You should not pursue it anymore. Some people need to hear that.
Some
I think.
People do. Well, yeah. I mean, we definitely live in a world where we're like, you can do anything. You sure as shit can't.
You sure as shit can't.
If someone told me they think I could I could anything athletic. I'd be like, no, don't tell me that. You're gonna get my little fat heart hopes up, and I'm not gonna do it.
Yeah, if anyone ever were to be like, you know, you can weigh 200 pounds someday, I'd be like, I don't know, I'm not convinced so far. I did weigh 200 pounds on the way up.
Right, on the way up.
Somewhere along the way, I'm sure I weighed 200 pounds. I had to, unless I just skipped, went from 199 to 201.
My thing is, though, for real, though,
yeah,
you can definitely work hard and achieve certain goals.
Yeah.
But there are some things that you're not going to be able to do, and you need to be at peace with that and just let other people who do them and should do them do that. And that's fine. There's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with not being able to do a certain thing if it's like just crazy. Like, just accept it and then find something that you're good at that you want to do and can do and do it.
Yeah. And don't be jealous of other people's talent. That's like what? I mean, that's what
Hitler.
Actually, yeah. That is kind of in a very roundabout way. Yes, that's what happened to Hitler.
So, moral of the story is, don't be like Hitler.
Yeah, don't ever be like Hitler.
Art school tells you that you can't get into art school. Don't get mad.
Don't kill.
Don't do
12 million Hitler people.
Did. Damn it. Do what Hitler did. What would don't Hitler commit mass not genocide. Do? We're going to make some bracelets that say WWHND. What would Hitler not do? Do that.
What would Hitler not do? Love and support someone selflessly? I don't know. What if he would do that?
Well, he did have a mistress.
Do you think he did ever do that?
Love someone? We know he loved someone.
And Anna? Is that her name? I don't remember.
Anna son.
That's a good song.
That's a great song.
Yeah.
Let's go to hate this.
Oh, I had a good pun about
what?
Just forget it now, because we are just skipped right over me. Just
don't
forget
be
it.
Like Hitler.
This no, house is falling Hitler. Apart.
Oh.
This house is. This Hitler is. Nope, can't think of anything. All right, hate mail.
Oops.
Oh, I also just remembered. We really need to record an ad sometime.
Oh yeah, we need to do that.
So our boys over at Wax on Wax Lyrical can promote us to their 40 listeners after we promoted them to our 40 listeners.
Are we doing that again this week, by the way?
Yeah. Why not? You know.
I was just wondering. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll throw it in there somewhere. Edit point. Say all the cuss words you or say all the racist things you want.
Huh?
Nothing. Go ahead.
All right, so I'm going to read this hate mail.
Okay. Oh wait, hold on first.
Yeah, this from our boy John.
Yeah.
Wait, oh, go what?
I was just going to say thank you for sending hate mail, you sons of bitches.
Yeah, thanks for the hate mail, but also try not to be so like genuinely hateful.
No. Be hateful, I don't care.
Don't be so sincere with your hate, cuz my feelings get hurt pretty easily, I've found.
Oh no. I'm just kidding.
No, I'm joking. Yes, this one's from our boy John, who's a faithful listener, truly. So the subject line reads, "Please, for the love of God." And the body says, "Fellas, what is good? Clearly not your ideas. Why would you entertain just the tip with Terrence? It is so bad, I'm going to attach a tweet from the president himself." Retweet here. Oh, shit. I got to read the tweet that he attached. Oh, open, you fucking... Okay, here it is. This is from real Donald Trump.
Wow, he says,
Dad Podcast is wonderful. Wonderful. Terrence having a bit is off. Wait, should I do my Donald Trump impression?
Do it.
Dead Podcast is wonderful. Wonderful. It's so fucking... Terrence... Terrence having a beer. Terrence having a bit is awful. Failed bit. I can't. Fuck this. Dead Podcast is wonderful. Wonderful. Terrence having a bit is awful. Failed bit. Awful. Sad. Stop. Executive Order 66 is coming to stop it. I have a hard time believing he tweeted.
Is that the one that killed all the Jedis?
I don't know. I don't know, man. You know, it should stop rolling. Linger. For the love of God, Cam, I will hunt you down and blast that song in your ears until your face explodes.
That's fair.
You know, you know what should get rolling instead of being stagnant? Chad's fucking EP. Get that shit done, Chad. I know you're working on it, but shit, bro. That's a backhanded understanding comment.
Yeah.
And then he says, that is all. John.
I love that Donald Trump tweet thing. That was hilarious. I saved that to my personal computer.
Yeah. Thanks, John.
Sorry that we didn't have Banner Porno. You know what, everybody listening? Since you want it so back so bad, thanks so, for telling it. We're going to have next week.
Okay, good. You want me to read the next one?
Yeah, and then I'll read the one from Mallory.
All right. This one's from Jack over at Rogue Rippers.
Hey!
Which I alluded to earlier in the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
This is... Thanks, Jack. Okay, so... The subject line reads, your podcast. The body reads, some thoughts on why you're not getting any hateful mail. No one eats on mic anymore. Why? Probably because it's stupid. He didn't say that. I agree. Also, maybe you guys could do an activity together so you'd stop having to discuss... So you'd have something to discuss besides beer? Because talking about... Because talking about beer is lame. You can't pick watching movies, though, because we already thought of that. I think there might even be a handful of other podcasts that also watch movies, so it'd be a shame if that got to be a popular trend in a crowded market. And for the love of God, have some self-respect and tell PTG to blow. She obviously only keeps you around because she likes the attention, and all you're getting out of it is blue balls of frustration. The world is full of girls who are worth your time, and she doesn't sound like one of them. She sounds like a real butthole. There you go. Straighten you guys out. You're welcome. Rogue Riffers. Thanks, Jack.
Talking about wanting actual real criticism.
The thing is, it's about to get real meta. Hey, we know this is not a great podcast.
Yeah, we say it every week.
That's why we say it. Yeah, we say it every week.
It's a disclaimer.
We say it every week. We know it's not good. I still have fun doing it. Do I think I'm ever going to get rich from this?
Hell no.
I would like to, but no. Yeah. I know it's not. Yeah. Like, what? Like maybe if we did, I don't even know. Like, if someone were to be like, why should I listen to your podcast? I'd be like, I don't know. You're my friend. You're my friend, I guess. Stop. Oh, fuck.
So this next one comes from...
God, it's in my ears, Cam. You're in my ears. No, don't fucking do it. Stop kissing the microphone. Stop.
All right.
Fucking gross.
Okay, but I just want
to listen to this.
I want you to know that last week when we all clinked our beer glasses, I'm the one who had cans on my head.
Yeah. Don't call me a well, I hate that. I'm thinking about you doing it. I hate it.
You let me kiss you all the time, don't. Chad.
Yeah, it's a different way you do it on a microphone. And it's in my ears. I don't know. I can't describe why I hate it so much. Read this fucking hate mail.
This next one comes from Mallory, who's probably definitely going to complain about the kissing noises in the microphone as well. The subject line says, I hate that I love you. That's a Rihanna song, isn't it?
And I hate how much I love you. Yeah, boy.
I keep thinking of you. I don't know the nobody else above you.
I hate myself for loving you.
No, not quite. I don't think so. Read this.
Baby boys. Since you're desperate for hate mail, here's some. You're tacky and I hate you.
Yes. I love that one.
Love, Tilda, yo fave gal pal mal, Tilda. P.S. Postscript.
Thank you.
On the next segment of hashtag just the tip with Terrence, please ask Terrence when April the giraffe is going to have her baby because I'm so scared. Do you think the Illuminati is behind this? Please let me know ASAP. I'm seriously so scared, and I think this new baby might be a new alien life form disguised as a baby giraffe. I don't know, but I throw up every time I think about it. PPS, postscript. Anyone who says PSS is seriously a big, giant, idiot, b-hole.
Thank you. Thank you once again.
Pretty passive-aggressive.
No, that's just aggressive, buddy.
That's true. You both have like mediocre to astronomical music talent, and I think you should incorporate it into the podcast so it will be less shitty. Love you, bye.
Thanks, Gal Pal Mal, though. Thank you.
Yeah. She bought a t-shirt from my website.
What?
She bought a t-shirt from my website. Thank you.
How do you know that?
Because I have a website that sells merch.
And she like told you or like you have like, to use a card. Oh, so you saw the name?
Yeah.
That's like...
Okay, yeah, you're right. Now that I say it out loud, it's a little weird. Go to staircasewithmusic.com and buy a t-shirt or a can koozie.
Yeah, and then some of that money will go to help the Dad Podcast continue.
They look like this. Can you see that at home? Look at those. Right there.
Actually, I don't know if they can.
You can see them in this color and in this color. Thanks, Mal.
What people don't know
is that a whole bunch of bullshit happened.
There was just 15 minutes. Yeah.
After we finished reading your mail, and Austin came in, it was just a big mess. So that's why we laughed when I said thank you. Sincerely, though, thanks, Mal. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Gal Pal Mal. Mallory always lets me know when she's listening to the podcast, and she always tells me how bad it is.
Yep.
And then I say, you don't have to listen.
Yeah, it's like, she always goes, getting ready to listen. I'm like, yay, I hope you like it. She's like, oh, I never do. And she's like, but I hate that I do. And I was like, you're a very conflicted person. You don't need this kind of stress in your life.
You don't need to stress. You need to stress these two goofy boys.
Yeah, you're not our demo. We're trying to hit, but thank you.
Oh my god. Oh, demographic. Okay, yeah, I got you.
What'd you thought I meant by demo?
I don't know. That's why I was so confused. I was like, "You're not the demo we're trying to hit." Like I was like, "Are you like punching like the demo games they used to give away at Pizza Hut? Like we're punching those discs."
Dude, do you remember the Burger King games they gave away at Burger King? For the Xbox?
No.
Where you literally played as the Burger King and you would like sneak around and like scare people. It was
what the
freaking
fuck?
Weird. Yeah, dude. It was like Assassin's Creed, but Burger King, man.
That's weird.
Yeah. Then you also had a racing game.
I remember Pizza Hut gave away those, like it had like 6 games on one disc.
Yeah.
And they're all demos and none of them were fucking fun.
None of them were good.
Yeah. Fuck you, Pizza Hut. Even though you follow me on Twitter, thank you for that. That's very nice.
What? Oh, sponsor us, bitches?
Yeah, no, I did DM them. Never got a word, so. Guess not.
Yeah, LOL. Fuck me right, yeah. Aaron Carter follows me on Twitter. Maybe he'll sponsor us.
Humble That's brag. So random.
Humble brag.
Dude, Ben Rector follows me on Twitter, dude.
Humble brag.
Humble brag. Oh, I got a lot, dude. Lady Gaga follows me on Twitter.
And bang.
All right, thanks everybody for listening to the Dad Podcast. this has been your boy Chad Hoy.
Cameron, same honey, different mustard Weaver.
Mm. Oh! Hey, can we redo the intro real quick?
Yeah, let's redo the intro real quick.
Okay. Ba-ba-da-ba. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Dad Podcast. This is your boy Chad. Transvegetite hoy. Tomato, tomato. Hey, it doesn't even fucking know what it is.
Okay. And where can they find you on Twitter, Chad boy?
You can find me on Twitter. You can find me on Twitter. I've been recently pursuing my dream of being one of those big fave star accounts on Twitter. That just tweets good jokes and gets lots of retweets and stuff.
How's that going?
It's actually going pretty well. I put together a list of like my favorite tweets from the first quarter of the year, and I have some pretty well performing tweets, man. Anyway, doesn't matter. You can find me over there at Chad Hoy. I tweet funny things. I tweeted. Let's see. Let me read you this joke I wrote yesterday.
It was a highlight.
It's a good, yeah. Here's a highlight from my Twitter account. What does a guy who has sex with iceberg lettuce call his penis? The Titanic. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, everyone, for listening and laughing along with me. And then if you want to follow me on the old Snapchat, it's at Chad Hoy as well. Instagram at Chad Hoy. It's just all my name, Cam.
You can find me. Cameron.
Where?
You can find me.
Cameron. Where can we find you? Cameron.
Yes, Chad.
Where can we find you on social media?
You can find me at LavinousCam, too. On Twitter. At LavinousCam everywhere else on Instagram. In Snapchat, and you can email us your hate mail, hoyweave@gmail.com. We read every single one thanks for listening, everybody.
Yeah. Until it floods us too much, until we start getting too much hate mail, we're just always gonna read all of them. So get them in while you can.
Get them in while take it while it's hot in the butt.
Before we're just a big, big podcast.
Before we're so big, we're going to be like, what's the boys? That guy. Yep. Yeah. Anyway, we'll be back next week. That's Chad. I'm Kara Weaver. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.